News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday, St. Patty's Day, March 17th. Malcolm Ballinger is in the house with Ballinger Publishing. And I said, Malcolm, I want to play some Irish music. It's St. Patty's Day. He goes, I'm a Brit. And that said it all right there. Yeah. Top of the morning to you, Malcolm.
And the rest of the day to you.
There you go. See, he knows better.
Yes.
So, what is your feel? You know, you're British. This is not your holiday, is it?
No, not really. You know, as I grew up in England, we knew St. Patrick's Day, but it was, as I remember, more of a religious
day. Definitely a religious Catholic holiday.
I think the Irish like to party a little bit, but it was basically...
I'm sorry, that was just the understatement of the century.
It never occurred to me to put some green on to get into the spirit of things. I was just thinking about the day and just getting ready. And so, as you can see, I'm all dressed in blue, blue and red.
You might get pinched
red,
today.
Red, white, and blue.
You're going to get pinched today. Don't. Oh, my goodness. So how are you? How's Ballinger Publishing? Clearly, we won't be talking too much about St. Patty's Day this morning.
No. No, you can save that for later. Although, I'm certainly not opposed. I don't want to appear to be a fuddy-duddy. Of course, I'm fine with St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. Not convinced. Your enthusiasm is underwhelming.
I have to say that for all the years that I lived in England, I never went to Ireland.
Really?
Never. And the reason was very simple, that in those days, there were, as the Irish called them, the Troubles.
We were talking about that, yes.
And so 1990s, you did not travel, particularly to Northern Ireland, but also you never really knew about Southern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, Lord Mountbatten was blown up in his genre. I think everybody
There's
knows,
some negative history between the two, no question about it.
Yeah, and I'm the first to concede that it was probably the Brits that were the originators of the Troubles in terms of... I'm trying to remember my history, but I think it was it William of Orange or King James I?
Goes way back.
Yeah. Started at the top of Ireland and just pillaged the country from north to south and took control. And so, yeah, the only thing is, you know, 400 years is a long time to bear a grudge.
That's there's a lot of Irish traditions out there.
Yes.
Some are not as good as others. So, no, it's just I love to celebrate it because to me, St. Patty's Day has been in my family for years. And it's interesting because in the South, we celebrate it probably more now than ever. But for, you know, many years, it was not a Southern tradition at all.
No.
But definitely in the Northern cities in Chicago and Boston, of course, is the home of the Irish and New York. And they all have Irish communities. And so it's a much more celebrated, probably.
To be serious for a moment, yes, I celebrate my English heritage, we should all celebrate our heritage, be it Irish or French or whatever it might be, German, because I think although we're Americans, it's good to have that connection where you came from and how your family sort of was formed and the beliefs.
One of my favorite things now has been the ancestry DNA and the DNA 20. I think there's another one that you can send into your DNA. And I was surprised to learn that I was 70% Irish. That was a shock to me. Part Scottish.
I could have guessed that.
So... Okay. Well, my dad used to say the Irish hips for birthing babies. There's a look that Irish women have and the teeth. The teeth and the hair and the... It's a look, you know, but that's the heritage. And
Irish have a very distinct look, rather like, various countries have.
Mm-hmm.
And so in England, you could generally tell if somebody was Irish. They sort of had that Irish look.
Mm-hmm. As you put your hands out, That's he's looking like overweight, maybe.
No.
He's making these gestures.
well, we used to say,
yes,
somebody was so Irish they had the map of Ireland all over their face.
Oh.
And that was kind of, that's when you said somebody was really Irish.
Okay. Well, I've been told I have Irish eyes. So, because they're Irish.
When
they're
Irish green, eyes are smiling.
Exactly. I've been told that, yeah. But yes, there is, I do think Irish, one of the things I am proud of is I think that Irish people have a great sense of humor.
Yes.
And a twinkle. There's a twinkle in their eyes.
They are, without doubt, the greatest storytellers.
No question.
Now, they certainly don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
No,
that's
right,
for sure. But
an
that's
exaggeration
okay.
is yeah. part of the game.
Yes. And they tell a great. And they have a way of making a very simple story into something interesting.
That was my father. He wasn't Irish necessarily, but he had all the traits. He was a great storyteller.
Yeah.
Very funny. Very funny person. No, but it's just interesting. I love the history. I love that. I think that's one of the things I love about this country is we can always celebrate our heritage.
Yes.
And interestingly, I was talking with someone else yesterday about the Irish, and from what I heard from my grandmother, they weren't welcome here when they got here. When they came through Ellis Island, people were very upset about the Irish. They would put signs up and say, "We don't serve Irish here," and because they were coming, a majority at that time was, she came right around the time of the potato famine in the early 1900s. And the people that came didn't have any money. I mean, she had $6 on her. So they were coming into our society poor, and they were looking for refuge. And so many of them ended up being laborers. They say that the Irish built the railroads in this country because they were all willing to do any work they could just to get by. Mm. So it's an interesting history because the Irish were not welcome initially. So it took a long, long time before they were sort of integrated into the society.
No, it's kind of strange that in this country that fought for freedom through the revolution, were not always welcoming to Jews or to Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Many other races, but of course we've evolved from that.
Yeah, and eventually everything gets integrated and incorporated together, and then that's what I think is so wonderful, because now we have holidays year round that have origins from all over the world.
We have so many excuses to have a drink and party.
There you go. Yes, of course. So, so it's fascinating because you come from such a different perspective of it than I do.
Yeah, as I say, there were a lot of Irish in my hometown, and they came over from Ireland, and even then, and I'm talking about the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, they were laborers.
Right, and you're talking about your hometown in England?
Yes, in Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the best, hardest working. But many of them came over with no skills, and so they made a life being a laborer and then graduating in the construction business.
Right. It's so interesting, really.
Yes. I used to work on building sites during college holidays. And there was always a group of Irish navvies, we called them. They were laborers.
Navvies. I've never heard that
term. They
called
them a navvy. I'm not sure where that comes from.
Huh.
But they would dig all the trenches and everything,
mm-hmm.
and they were the funniest crowd. I mean, they would sit in. We had a little cabin often, because I was young, I had to make the tea and run to the store. That's kind of my job during the holidays because I didn't have any skills. And they would sit and regale us with stories forever. I mean, as I say, storytellers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got some stories to tell you when we come back after this break with Malcolm Ballinger. Maybe we'll tell you a little something about the publication of Malcolm Ballinger Publishing.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. Just got a text in that I thought was interesting. We've been talking about the Irish a bit this morning because it is St. Patty's Day.
Just a little.
And the text is interesting because we were talking about laborers and coming over from the potato famine. And she said the Irish also were the original firefighters because that was such a job that no one wanted to do at the time. And that is true. When you get up to New York, I mean, it seems like they're all Irish, all the firemen are. So that's interesting, too.
I have a little story I'll tell very quickly. when I was in school working on construction sites, there was one Irish, Ben, his name was, mm-hmm. that drove the JCB digger.
Uh-huh.
You know, the big
yeah.
buckets and stuff.
Right.
And he sort of took me under his wing.
Aww.
And made sure that all of the guys, all of English and Irish, just respected me. Because, you know, when you're, I don't know, 18 or 19, mm-hmm. you know, they kind of want to push you around a little bit.
Be the little guy.
But
yeah.
he stopped that.
Good for him.
And he was became a dearest friend.
Aww.
And he, long after I stopped doing that, mm-hmm. I would go to his house, and just a wonderful man, again, that would tell wonderful stories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely a history of storytelling. Speaking of storytelling.
Yes.
Pensacola Magazine.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes, we do.
I guess we do.
We really do. And it's a gorgeous cover. Look at this. It's the April edition that just came out.
Yes.
Pensacola's Cultural and Lifestyle Magazine. Beautiful photo of, it looks like a living room of a house, but just beautiful colors.
There's a couple of great stories.
Uh-huh.
One about three local designers giving ideas on how to decorate your home. And one of them, good friend of mine, Constance Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to live in that house.
Who wouldn't? The pictures are yeah. gorgeous.
Yes. Some beautiful ideas.
Mm-hmm.
On so if you're remodeling, building a house, great addition to give you some ideas.
Well, I love this because it's so clear now that the colors, it's interesting to me how colors evolve and change in decor.
Mm.
And so now we're seeing a lot more white right now and the soft blues. Softer sort of champagne whites, kind of getting away. There was a kind of a darker blue, darker grays, and they're getting away from in blacks, and now it's moving into a more calm, lighter colors. But the lighting in these photos and just the color, and then having accent colors. So on the cover of the magazine, the accent color is purple. They have a purple chandelier
yes.
in the middle of the living room, which normally I would be like, no, but it looks amazing.
Yes.
It looks amazing. So beautiful ideas, especially springtime. It's time for decluttering and spring cleaning and getting everything. So there's some wonderful ideas in the magazine about that.
I, like you, like more muted colors. I'm not sure that, is it plum or purple color?
It's like a plum purple, purple
yeah,
plum color. And I was mistaken, this is the March issue, not the April issue. Sorry about that.
Correct.
Yes.
And, it's stands out but blends at the same time.
Right.
Sort of, yeah.
And that is something that I have hats off to these designers because that is something I have no skill in whatsoever. Constance Crosby Interiors, Lacey Phillips Design is mentioned, and I think there's one more, yes? One more.
In Detail.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the company called In Detail.
Yes.
Designer Liz, it looks like Liz Lapin? Libby Keys and Cheryl Glendinon.
Well done.
Glendinon, sorry. beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But other things in the magazine that I always like is they have a great calendar of events in this magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some great events coming up, of course, this spring. So we'll talk a little bit about the Humane Society's event, as well as Pensacola Little Theater's big fundraiser. They have a cabaret every year. And by the way, I saw the show, the play That Could Go Wrong.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And did it go wrong?
It went so wrong. I laughed till I cried. I have not seen a comedy that funny.
Oh, wow.
Moment after moment after moment. I mean, it was just amazing. So kudos to them. And because they had to do, because of the storm Saturday night, they had to do a performance on Sunday night as a makeup because they had they closed the theater Saturday night because of the impending storms.
Yes.
So,
which never really happened.
No, tell me
for
about
us.
It.
Ugh,
I was at the EOC yeah. the whole time, but reporting on, we're watching the storms.
It's going north.
This is going north. But it was amazing. They did such a great job, and kudos to them because they had to do a matinee and then the second performance.
Oh, wow.
This was a very physical comedy show, but really super show. So that was a lot of fun.
I personally delivered the reprint the playbill for them.
Oh, that's right. It looked amazing, by the way.
So I said, here it is. I don't know if it's right or wrong.
It was hysterical. The playbill, when you go to a show, obviously you get a playbill and it has
yes.
the title of the show in the front. It's always very pretty and mm-hmm. some artistic designer has put something. So I picked up the program And because it's the play that goes wrong, the program was wrong. So you had like the play that goes, and then the rest of the title is kind of upside down.
Yes.
And like they had completely messed up the cover of the playbook, which was hysterical.
When Ashley sent the file to me, she said, "This is correct. It's the play that went wrong."
That's right.
Okay, gotcha.
So then the whole program had weird stuff in it. It was very well done. Very well done.
It was cute.
But that's what's nice about this magazine, because you do support the, and Ballinger Publishing in general supports all the arts organizations in this area. I had the opportunity to also go to the opera this weekend, and you see Ballinger's name really on everything. So thank you for that, because those dollars, and especially now with the arts losing a lot of the federal funding and state funding, need that help locally.
I just feel very strongly that you can judge a community by its arts organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not by chance that we have a wonderful opera company and symphony and children's chorus and PLT and ballet.
Oh my gosh, yes.
By the way, what did you think of the performance on
Friday? Loved it. It was wonderful.
You went to the Sunday matinee.
I went to the Sunday matinee.
Yes.
It was absolutely wonderful. They're just amazing. The voices.
Voices were incredible.
When you sit there and you just hear these folks that can sing, and the body is an instrument, and they get these tenors sometimes when they hit those notes, you just feel it in your body, like it just resonates.
Yes.
That's special.
Yes.
That's real talent. So these folks were, and very light. It was a funny, it ends in a tragedy, but it's very funny and light until the tragedy.
Well, so. I've had many years. It's one of my favorite operas. And so without going into it, you know, he's an older guy that takes in an orphan and looks after her, and she marries him out of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And then she runs, then she's having an affair behind his back. You can't help but feel sorry for Pagliacci.
Okay.
Canio. Because he's betrayed. I mean, he says that in his opera. He said, "I took you in.
Mm-hmm.
I fed you. I clothed you.
Mm-hmm.
And you do this to me." So it's very
sad.
Well,
we're going to go to break on that.
On that bummer, huh?
No, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute on Pet Talk and News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Malcolm with Ballinger Publishing, a little bit about the opera.
And a little bit of Irish.
A little bit of the Irish going on here this morning.
Yes.
And the new issue, the March issue of
Can
Pensacola
Magazine.
Can I
draw your attention to page 33?
Absolutely.
This house, it says mid-century modernized. I was actually in this house a couple of times before this couple bought it.
Uh-huh.
And they have done a wonderful job of keeping a lot of the integrity of the house, but also modernized it. I really think it's a beautiful job. Some great ideas there if you own a sort of a 50s or 40s, 50s, 60s house.
And again, you're seeing those creamy colors that we were talking about.
Yes.
On the interior and the exterior.
Yes.
So very bright. Things are much brighter in this season of decor.
Mm.
We walk in, everything looks lighter. When you look at every room, it's got that light, almost champagne-colored white. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes.
And it can brighten up an old house, because for a while there, we were doing those accent walls and dark burgundies and dark greens and things like that. But that was very popular for quite a while.
Yes, it was.
So now,
I never succumbed to that. My walls are all sort of almond color, and I've been for years.
Okay, but that's good.
Because that's what I like. I think too many dark colors, I think, can be a bit depressing.
Of course.
Too.
Of course. Yeah. I can't believe it. We're out of time already.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. So,
and we haven't talked.
I know.
Hardly talked.
So how do we get in touch with you, Malcolm? How can people find your magazine?
BallingerPublishing.com. You can read all of our publications online.
And they're all over town for free. You can find them at all kinds of locations.
All over town. Or you can buy a subscription. We'd be happy to mail the magazines to you.